Have you ever been in love and had the experience of, I feel like I've known you forever, or we'll be together forever, or even in a feeling of exhilaration, it just feels like you could be there forever? Today, we're going to be talking about forever consciousness on The Spiritual American. We Americans enjoy a wonderful and powerful way of life, but internally and in relationships, we may wish for better. Join me as we look beneath the surface and gain insights to transform every aspect of your life. My name is Dr. Ann O'Hare, and this is The Spiritual American. Welcome back, everyone. So it's going to be a little interesting talk today, maybe a little short, but I had this thought about forever consciousness, that it is a phenomenon that we experience, and I wanted to explore it a little bit. So I'll give a bunch of examples. So I was watching a movie, not going to say what movie it was, but I was watching a movie and there was a little girl who was sick and another little girl was not allowed to see her, but they were like best friends. They were very close friends and she was dying. The little girl was dying. So she came in to see her and she laid down next to her friend and she said, you know, I'm so happy. Don't ever leave me. And the little girl, the well girl said, I won't. We'll be together forever. What is that? What is that touching thing? Another movie I can think of right now. I grew up watching a lot of movies, so movies are an easy reference for me. Another movie where the movie ended when the couple, it's a couple, and they were, you know, going through this tumultuous time. And at the end, they were married and the wife said, so we're okay now, we're going to be together. And the husband said, forever. And she said, forever is scary to me. So what was happening there? The husband was trying to generate something, right? Forever. What about when you experience something really wonderful, maybe an exhilarating thing, like I said in the intro, and you say, I wish I could just stay here forever. Anybody ever have a experience with a friend or a loved one or something where you're just like, I just love this. I just wish we could keep this forever. So what is that consciousness? One way I can describe it is that beyond time, right? And in spirituality, sometimes it's a little scary when we hear these words like nirvana, beyond time, things like that. They're very yogi kind of words that maybe we don't relate to, but we actually do have similar experiences already as part of our regular life. Maybe we don't recognize them as potentially spiritual. Another forever consciousness that I can think of is and some of you will correct me, but there's some religious principle where they say there's a yogi sitting under a tree meditating, trying to have enlightenment. So self-actualization, right? So the self-actualization, so we finally reached that ultimate self-actualization. And it was verbalized in the sentence, I'm here, I've always been here. That's forever consciousness. So there's a feeling like it's always been so. You go beyond this feeling of linear time. So in our ordinary consciousness, we're very clear that things come and go, right? This video is going to be over in a few minutes and we have this whole construct about, but then when we get into this forever consciousness, we're not aware of that anymore. We're in a totally different experience and it's very pleasant, isn't it? It's pleasant. It gives a feeling of awe. It gives a feeling of desire fulfillment. And also a feeling of stability in the sense that something that can't be taken away. Now, as I'm talking, part of this is scientific, but part of it is not, right? It's experiential. So I wrote down here that being in love can kind of give the same feeling. I remember seeing a couple say, I feel like I've always known you. Where did that come from? What feeling is that? I feel like this forever consciousness comes maybe three ways, let's say. One, being in love. Two, self-actualization. Or three, some kind of higher power contact experience. And in those experiences, we're pulled out of our normal construct of reality. Because if I say, if I'm a couple and I say, you know, with my partner or somebody's with their partner and they say, I feel like I've always known you. Well, obviously in reality, in the physical reality, they haven't always known each other, but something else is going on. Even in Christianity, I'm using different examples now. Jesus said, he who believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And if you live and believe in me, you will never die. What does that mean? I think this is giving us a clue into what soul consciousness is about. So as I'm giving these examples, maybe you can reflect on your own life whenever you've had that feeling. It's a magical feeling, magic in the sense that it has nothing to do with the physical realities of life. But sometimes we share those feelings with others or we're touched by that feeling. It changes us. For me, with spirituality, when I came into this knowledge, what happened was I heard the words, you are a soul, coming from a teacher, a Brahma Kumari's teacher, you are a soul. And I guess as a soul, I was ready to hear that, ready to accept that. And in that moment, you are a soul, the thought came to me, that's God. Like there was something beyond happening with me in that moment. You could call that a higher spiritual experience. You could call it forever consciousness because the soul is forever. God is forever. Sometimes you hear God's love is forever or our relationship with God is forever. What does that mean here on the physical plane? Nothing is forever here. So how does that work? Can we acknowledge it as an actual phenomenon though, at least? Can we acknowledge that even as part of our ordinary human life, there are moments where our awareness and our framing of reality is actually feeling like forever, always. I've never been without you. I've never not known you. I've always known you. We will be together forever. You are a soul. That's God. Like there was a, so for me, saying that's God meant it was something beyond, right? For me, God at that moment meant beyond. So what's the value in thinking this way? I'm sharing this because I feel that there are many of you out there who have not been able to connect with spiritual principles for whatever reason. Maybe it's because of past emotional stuff that have happened with religion. Maybe it's just that you haven't found the right, you know, thing that makes sense to you. Maybe it doesn't make sense to you. Maybe you've been hurt in the name of religion or something like that. Maybe the idea of spirituality sounds too out there. the reason that I'm sharing this today and the reason this podcast exists, one of the reasons, is to be able to explain this. It's spiritual science. That when we have this experience of being beyond, it's actually forever consciousness. In that moment, I'm in forever. There is no time. When I'm in soul consciousness, actual soul consciousness, there is no time. I exist. I'm here. I've always been here. So love can bring it on. Self-actualization can bring it on. Deep feelings of joy or something that we feel so connected to or touched by can bring it on. And then, of course, the higher experiences of God and the universe, maybe, or the feeling of the interconnectedness of humanity. Maybe the feeling of nature and unlimited is another word for forever consciousness, right? Unlimited. So let's take a moment and practice this in terms of being soul conscious and see if we can see that in this awareness, there is no time. It's a totally different awareness. So let's sit in quietly, sit still, sit up nice and relaxed. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Bring your attention to the center of the forehead. And just imagine a sparkling star in the center of the forehead. Tiny point of light. The body is fine, it's taking care of itself. So just bring your attention to that star and just look at the star for a moment. Suspended, sparkling, silent, beautiful. And as I look at the star, I say to myself, I am the star. I am the soul. I am a point of living consciousness. I exist completely independent of time, sound, matter. And my nature is peace. I am a peaceful, gentle soul. I am this. And it's okay for me to remain in this awareness right now. I understand that I'll be moving away from this awareness in a moment, but for now, just gently experience complete freedom, complete stillness. And the gentleness of my own being. Watching the star and listening to the silence and experiencing the peace that is myself. Prepare to return, taking a few deep breaths, bringing your attention forward into your face, moving your hands and toes a little bit, and we're back. That is meditation. That is bringing my awareness away from this world of time and space and everything into this forever self-awareness. If you've been watching the podcast, you know that that is the basis of this meditation. And practiced daily, often, as much as we can, it helps to calm down emotional states, helps me to feel more comfortable in myself, helps my intellect work better, helps me to be able to make decisions, transform my own experience of myself and my external circumstances as well. So I will leave it there. Remember, our slogan is heal, empower, and serve. And until next time, take care.